Twain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Go to the Irish Network's hotline this morning, 865-255-03. Let's get to our guy, Chip Payne. Chip, good morning, sir.
Good morning, young fella. What's happening?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, it's Friday, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
It's been a long week for us ball fans. You know what?
Why? I thought the week flown by, man.
Well, let's see. Earlier this week, you know, we had a JUCO running back decommit. Then, on day 278, we kind of heard from Greg Stankface about Cade Mays not being able to play this year. And, oh, yeah, Greg Stankface, he reminds me of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Just got that look about him, you know?
Hey, man, we appreciate him doing a good job during COVID and us playing football, but we ain't happy about the Cade Mays stuff.
No. Well, anyways, we also had a preacher who, instead of studying scripture, he was throwing quarterback.
Yeah.
And speaking of quarterbacks, my dude, brings me to my next point. You know, a couple of days ago, we had one of those quarterbacks who goes by Captain Goalpost. Looked like he was working for TMZ, spewing out fake celebrity news. You know, all them times he ended up on his back during games, maybe he should get out of the radio business and become an astronomer.
I don't have a comment, Chip.
Well, it's Friday, baby, the day before kickoff, and I'm ready. Balls by 50. See you, Swain.
See you, Chip. Appreciate it, man.
50.
50.
Not 50. 50. 100. Not 100. 100.
I just think Tennessee will win. That's. I feel safe saying that.
You feel safe?
Yeah, I feel safe saying that Tennessee is going to win, man. I'm not going to say Vols by 50, even though I feel that Friday confidence. Yeah, I feel that Friday confidence, but I just think Tennessee will win.
What about on a scale of 1 to 10, where's your confidence level?
Oh, about 7. Yeah, about 7. Only because I haven't seen these guys practice. Also, you know, guys have been out. But our dudes on defense played some football, so I trust our coaching staff. It'll be higher if I got a chance to watch practice more. So I go 7. How about you?
I go 6. I keep saying it. I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but the lack of physicality really, really worries me just because I know how important that is in the SEC.
Yeah. I think the adrenaline will kick in and you still got to play with technique, right? You still got to play sound and carry out your responsibilities. But I'll be surprised if we get straight up whipped up front. But yeah, I'm at a seven, just because I haven't seen these guys work. So
the real question is, how many times do you think the SEC Network, a.k.a. ESPN, shows that stupid new Gamecock statue that South Carolina has on its campus? Have you seen this thing?
Yeah, I think I saw a photo of it in, I think it was like a warehouse or something.
Well, it's officially on campus where it is supposed to be. And it's this big, ginormous, bronze game, you know what. I mean, that's
Gamecock?
Yes, the Gamecock on canvas.
What's wrong? You can't say that, man.
Well, I was wanting to say the other word, but.
Oh, okay.
It's just this big, giant bronze chicken on campus. You know ESPN is going to show that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 million times.
What else are they going to have to talk about? It ain't like it's going to be Alabama LSU playing Alabama-Auburn.
I can already tell you the three consistent storylines. That stupid bronze chicken. Jarrett Garantano and Jim Chaney's system for a second straight year. That will be brought up a ton.
It should be.
And then Mike Bobo will be mentioned a million times as well.
Well, their relationship.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, Pruitt's relationship with Mike Bobo. That'll be brought up. So, yeah, man. Let's get to Neil and Mafia. Neil and Mafia, good morning, sir.
Hey, Swain.
What's up, brother?
Swain, we made it.
We did, man. We made it.
It's, it's been a year of a pandemic. It's been summer of strife, and yet somehow here we are. Somehow those ghosts and echoes will rise again. Somehow legends will triumph again. Somehow memories that will last a lifetime will be encapsulated again. And somehow the Tennessee Vols will take the field again. I hear people talking about a hype train and are you on it or are you not on it? I never leave it. I don't understand the concept of a hype train. What does that even mean? You asked me, was I on the hype train 1 second after the Gator Bowl was over? I would have said, hell yes, and give me my conductor hat. We are so fortunate in that something as minuscule in the landscape of worldly affairs that college football somehow manages to take such a preeminent place. But I would say to you, sometimes sports are everything. Sometimes your mind needs a break. Sometimes your body needs to disengage and sit back and cheer for something that has been not just a part of you, but a part of your family, a part of your ancestry, something woven into the tapestry of the DNA stretching from, I don't know, from Laurel Bloomery to the Memphis Coast. This hype train, I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you about it right now, and my throat is tight. Man, I am ready. I say this every year. I don't know if I've looked forward to a season so much as I have this one. Mm. There were times in April when there was nobody on the road, when it seemed like there was a crow calling from a power line in ill portent about a pandemic that might sweep far bigger than as it is, it turned out to be. But when that happened, I was still going on YouTube, and I was still watching highlights, and my dad would still call me and talk about games from last year. So we talk about the hype train. We talk about, you know, the buildup. We talk about, you know, is the season, you know, is it coming? Is it really going to happen? And, man, and hell yes, it's going to come. And the heroes will rise again. And once again, that orange tee will be blazing, not just in our memories and not just on the saintly ground of Neyland Stadium, but it'll be blazing on TVs and markets all across the country. And from coast to coast, packed in this, packed in that, who cares? Mac this, who cares? Who cares about a conference anyway? Because if Tennessee were in the ACC, I'd still be a Tennessee Vol. Good Lord, I'm pacing right now just thinking of it. I can't wait. My mouth is dry just to see that orange take the field one more time in a season that, in a year that it looked like the foundations of the nation itself might be shook. So tomorrow night, in the words of someone a lot, to paraphrase, the words of someone a lot more moral, a lot more decent, a lot more kind, and a lot more legendary than me, but let me try to use those words. Football at last. Football at last. Good God Almighty, we gonna whoop they effing ass. Go Vols!
Oh man, that's next level right there, dude. And I feel your passion. People don't understand what Tennessee football means to people, man, and especially during this time. You know, so many people use sports as an escape. And Tennessee football is an escape for a lot of us as well. I can feel that passion from Neil and Mafia this morning. Let's get to Vol Patriot, who's coming up next. Patriot, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you, sir?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm excited. And at the same time, I heard Neil and Mafia talk about the hype train. But I felt his passion. I'm gonna let that one slide because I think he did step on the hype train for at least a little bit, but that's neither here nor there. We're just gonna leave that there.
No, he said he's always on the hype train. It ain't about being off it. He's always on it.
I feel that. All right. Now, the real reason I called in was it's not always that beautiful here at the moment. It's a little rainy, but football is one day away, one swing away, and I'm excited, man. But, you know, I went to sleep last night, and I got to thinking about some comments made the other day, man, and I was thinking to myself, I said, how did I get played by the off-brand version of Mr. Clean? Because that's what you are, Mr. Swing.
Muscle. What I do, man?
Mr. Muscle. You took a shot and called me the spinner for the volunteer hype train. Kind of hurt my feelings, man. Kind of hurt my feelings.
No, what I said was when you were not 100% sure about the quarterback position, I said,
right,
you kind of like the sign spinner. You're doing all this advertising, but you don't believe in yourself. I said, you don't believe yourself. And I said, it's like being a vegetarian and trying to sell burgers or sell steaks. And you gotta be a product of the product, man. You gotta believe yourself. You gotta be 100% sold on the quarterback situation. If you're trying to promote the hype train, if you're trying to get me on the hype train, you gotta be sold yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so there's just a quarterback position for you.
Yeah,
I got you.
How you gonna be on the hype train if you have reservations about the quarterback position?
I don't know if anyone's ever 100% about every position or any particular position.
If you're creating a hype train, and you think Tennessee's gonna, or your team is gonna win a championship or win a conference championship, that means you should be confident about your football team. And the quarterback is a dang important piece of that. So you better be confident about him too.
Right. Well, man, I believe that we'll get the opportunity to play in a championship. And what we don't know, which that's why I said, you know, I'm about a 7.5 on the quarterback, is going to have to come out on the field. But I'm very confident that the quarterbacks, including, you know, not just Jared Garantano and so on, you know, they're going to step up. I believe that. I'm filling in that extra three, that 1, 2, 3 to make it 10, that they're going to do that. I mean, it's kind of hard to say, like I said, to have full faith in Jared Garantano, but I have enough faith in him that he's going to get the job done.
Okay.
I believe, you know, what is this, his fourth year, whatever,
yeah,
that, you know, he should at least make the simple read, protect the football, you know, and get us to in position to win a championship. And the rest of the team, you know, it's a team effort ultimately. Yeah, the quarterback obviously has a big role on the team, but ultimately everybody contributing is what's going to get us there. So, you know, that's how I feel about it. I get it. I get how you feel. I get it. You want 100%.
I want you to feel 100%. I want you to feel 100% if you're at the front of the hype train. You're trying to get me to come on. I need you to be more confident. That's all.
I'm very confident.
7.5.
What'd you say?
7.5 is very confident.
Very confident in the team. I didn't say the quarterback position, but like I said, I'm confident enough to believe we'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm gonna let you guys have a great day. Shout out to everybody out here that's representing Volunteer Nation. You know, I like prediction earlier. Vols by 50. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. 865-255-03. Irish Networks hotline. Let's get to Volstorm.
Let's do this thing right. COVID, Carolina, Kentucky Fried Chicken, I don't give a damn. Vols by 50.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Ball Patriot talking about being on the hype train. He about put me to sleep. Is he in the bar car?
Ball Patriot's not hyped. He's not hyped this morning.
There's a lot of holes in his argument.
He can't be on the hype train recruiting folks and being a 7.5 about the quarterback position. He can't be.
He's on that kiddie train at Dollywood.
He can't, yeah, man. Yeah. Remember 2016 when there was a real hype train and we were like, oh, yeah, this is it right here. Man, we felt confident about every position.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we felt good, man, about every position.
We had all that success in 2015 and we were like, man, we arrived a year early. Let's go.
Exactly, exactly.
I don't hear that out of all Patriots' voice.
Nah, I didn't either. And let me add one thing. You know, folks make fun of Tennessee because we're like, hey, this is our year. But that's what you're supposed to be like if you are, you know, a program like Tennessee. You're supposed to feel like that way. You're not supposed to feel like, oh, this is a throwaway year. This is going to be a bad year. You're supposed to feel like, you know, this is the year you take a step forward. I think that's the most ridiculous joke and criticism of a program. Now, if you want to joke on us that we don't win. Joke on us that we haven't won, you know, much in the last decade. But don't joke on us because of our history and because of the success we have had, that each and every season we enter the season optimistic because, yeah, we're used to feeling that way because we are used to competing for a championship. So, but last 10 years, not so much.
Well, I mean, but historically, Tennessee has been one of the more successful programs in the SEC.
Yeah.
It's not like we're Kentucky, Vanderbilt, South Carolina historically, Ole Miss. Tennessee actually has a track record of success. Now, granted, we haven't shown it in the past 10 years, but it's still there.
Yep, in the last 10 years for sure. Yep.
So, yeah, of course we say, oh, yeah, this year is our year. Of course we're going to say that.
Yeah. Supposed to.
We're not building a culture of losing.
You're supposed to. You're supposed to feel that way if you are.
This ain't Vanderbilt.
Yeah. That's how I feel, too, man.
Swain Fargo, you know, I really appreciate you having a quarterback on the Knoxville Airways that actually has some sense.
Golly, man. Ruthless. Ruthless. Y'all ain't sucking me in. Y'all ain't sucking. I am not going there. I let y'all do all that. Oh, boy. I'm just going to go to break. 865-255-03. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Jason Swain here. If you're feeling tired and grumpy, it could be low T or something else like sleep apnea. Low T Center now provides an easy and convenient home sleep test shipped to your home in little as 2 days and receive a CPAP device in little as 4 days. It's never been faster or easier to get tested, and most health insurance is accepted. Now is a great time to take care of yourself while you're being quarantined without sports. To order your sleep test online, just go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Out-of-town law firms have been swarming into East Tennessee lately. Firms from Memphis, Chattanooga, and Birmingham have stormed into the area. Wouldn't you rather do business with a local law firm? You know, a true neighbor. Marcos Garza and the pros at the Garza Law Firm are just that. They are our neighbors and friends that support local causes year-round. The Garza Law Firm works to serve you professionally on criminal matters, injuries and accident matters, and Social Security and disability filings. The Garza Law Firm is here for you at GarzaLaw.com. The Garza Law Firm. Let us help. JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Hour 3 powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Jeremy Pruitt getting the 2-year extension, $400,000 annual raise. But that's going to be put on hold because of the coronavirus pandemic. And so his new deal runs through 2025. We'll pay him $4.2 million, and although he has not elected to accept the $400,000 raise this year to help Tennessee weather the challenges of the athletic department's financial issues. So that is what went on in the last 24 hours. So he has decided not to accept that raise, but when things are a little bit better, man, he will be a $4 million plus SEC football coach. So he deserves it. It's part of the business. He's done a good job, and hopefully he does more to get another raise and another extension. Let's go to the phones this morning. Let's get to Turkey Man, then we'll get to Buck Nasty. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, sir.
How are we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's raining this way.
Oh, yeah, it's been raining all night, man.
Well, I'm excited. I've looked at it differently. When I jumped on and supporting the quarterback for Heisman, I've changed my whole direction of it. I didn't understand a lot of things. I'm excited now. I know that I was going to ask you a question on the quarterback because we know that he's got to perform and going to perform for us to be 10-0, and I think we could be. I think we'd be really good, especially with we have the fortunate to be able to overcome this virus. That's my big concern is players missing because of that. But I know that he will get the golden handoff award this year. I feel like that we'll run the ball a lot, and I think he will be able to do that. Which throw do you feel like he does the best? Our quarterback, is it the low, just and come back and scoop the vice or the back over the shoulder high and go get it vice? Which one do you think's the best he does?
I don't know his best throw. I mean, it's
pretty dang good on back shoulders. So just thinking off the top of my head, I would probably say the back shoulder. Back shoulder throw is probably one of his best throws.
Will we see a completed swing pass tomorrow? And I know earlier in the show we mentioned how he was unable to do that. That was a combination of JG not throwing the ball correctly and the running backs not running. Not that they weren't running the correct route. They weren't running the route correctly.
Yeah, they was.
So it goes on both the quarterback and the running backs. I think that will be fixed based off of Jay Graham being the running backs coach. David Johnson was a great coach, but because Jay Graham played the position, he can tell Eric Gray and Ty Chandler things that just little details that he picked up on while he was playing that David Johnson just wouldn't know because he didn't play the position. It's really that simple. Again, David Johnson, great coach. Jay Graham played running back. David Johnson didn't. And you've already seen examples with Ty Chandler and Eric Gray in fall camp of them taking a step forward as a runner with Jay Graham being the coach, just in terms of not looking at the ball when you take the handoff, keeping your eyes up and looking at the line. And kind of the front that allows you to have better vision. So it's just little things like that Ty Chandler and Eric Gray have already picked up on that I really think you're going to see a difference in. I bring those details up to say that I think you also see a difference in the swing pass with the running backs as well. Those little details that Jay Graham will bring will allow the running backs to run better swing routes, and then hopefully JG can put the ball where it needs to go.
Yeah, there was times when JG threw a good ball and the running back lost too much ground on his route. So that swing pass, you want to lose a yard, but then you want to gain a yard. And so you don't want that pass to be backwards, because then that's a lateral. So if that ball is dropped by the running back, then it's a fumble. So they just got to get on the same page with that. You know, sometimes it was running back, sometimes it was JG. It wasn't one person the entire time. Or the whole every time there were the balls on the ground. So let's get to Buck Nasty. Buck Nasty, good morning.
What's going on, Swaino?
Buck, man, are you getting your own intro music now?
I'm more popular than Austin Price.
It sounds
like. I'm in the club,
it.
Shaking my dread, throwing these bows and busting these heads.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, what you know about that, Swaino?
Man, I know you on Google right now, looking up the lyrics.
That's from back in my heyday, Jack. I don't need no lyrics.
I'm messing with you, man. I know all about this, man. I've been a spectator to many brawls in the club with this song being played.
I guarantee this played in the locker room before the game tomorrow, Jack.
I hope they play this, man. I don't think the youngsters know about this, though, man.
Let me tell you what else going to happen while we at it. Oh, Jim Chaney, we all talking about the swing pass. Everybody knows about the first play going to be a swing pass. Big Chaney's back there licking his chops, son. Just waiting to fake that swing pass. Jalen Hyatt pretends to block, runs naked down the sideline. JG hits him in stride and ain't nothing but six. Right there, all right. That's just started off. And Brent Smaglia starts his Heisman campaign by going out there and kicking his extra point, and it's good. Next play. Kickoff, boom, we hammer it down there. Whatever poor SOB catches that ball, then for a world of hurt, Jeremy Banks fixes to knock somebody's thing loose, if you know what I'm saying. And then they get the ball. That Steven Garcia looking outfit that they got going to trot out there for quarterback, going to be sitting there looking. We're going to turn the junkyard dog loose, son. He's going to have them Alka-Seltzers in his mouth, just foaming, done. That poor quarterback going to piss right down his leg. He's going to be so worried about the junkyard dog, he's going to forget about number zero out there on the sideline. He's going to throw it up. Bryce Thompson, pick six. He'll be down there doing the dirty bird in the end zone, son. Right off the get, personal foul penalty. We'll take it. Back it up. Smaglia from 60 and balls by 50, baby.
I like it. I like it, Buck Nasty.
Oh, and the mic drop. The mic drop.
That
he hung
was,
up.
That was a mic drop. Oh, that was great, man.
That was amazing.
That was great.
Buck Nasty for president. That's who I'm voting for. Forget Republican. Forget Democrat. I'm voting Buck Nasty.
Buck Nasty.
At least voting him president of all Twitter.
Or the Tennessee fan club.
Yes.
We might have to invite Buck Nasty, man, to the Tennessee alumni pregame virtual tailgate show today at 12:30, man. We might need to bring him on as a special guest.
I don't think Coach Fulmer's ready for Buck Nasty.
I don't think anybody's ready for Buck Nasty, man. I don't think anyone is.
I don't think Chancellor Plowman is ready for Buck Nasty.
No, I don't think so either. Let's go back to the phones.
Oh, we got Dave Toner.
Dave Toner, good morning.
Man, I don't even know if I want to say anything.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yep. I can hear you now.
I said, I don't even know if I want to say anything. It sucks following him.
No, nah, man. He didn't do you any favors.
No, he didn't. I want him to call back in real quick and tell me how long it takes him to come up with that.
But Nancy's usually he's pretty quick-witted, man. The times that I've known Buck Nasty called in on the show, man, he can throw that out on a limb.
It just blows right off his tongue, right?
Oh, yeah. That's Buck Nasty.
Well, I was going to sing Rocky Top this morning, but I ain't going to do anything.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Rocky Top. That might be the only way you can follow up Buck Nasty, to be honest, and beat him. Is to throw out some Rocky Top.
Well, I mean, the song would be good, but my singing would suck.
Well, you keep that to yourself.
Yeah. Good old Rocky Top. Okay, I'm done. But, guys, I just wanted to call in. Every day this week, it's been different Tennessee apparel, and every day this week, I've made a Gator mat.
Well,
hang up. Just listening to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks so much, Daytona, for the phone call. Let's keep it going.
We got Tramiel.
Tramiel, good morning.
What up, man?
What up, Tramiel?
Man, what nasty. I'm feeling it, dog.
he got you ready to throw some bowls, throw some hands.
Man, I came in with the...
Like Nelson on the text box said, Buck Nasty's on Triple O's Purple Kool-Aid.
Man, he's fired up this morning.
Hey.
He's on that purple drink.
I was fired up when you had Trump to come on. So I'm already turned. I'm just like, man, I don't know if I'll be able to call in. I got too much energy, man. I'm just like so excited because I got so much going on this weekend. We got a game. I'm coaching too. Then, you know what I'm saying? I got a game Sunday, a baseball game. So I got a crazy weekend, like full of sports, man. It's just a crazy, crazy weekend for me. And just knowing Saturday night once my football game's over, then I'm going to have to get ready Sunday morning to go up to Crossville for a baseball tournament. And I'm just like, man, this is going to be a crazy weekend for me, man. And I just hope my balls pull it out. And I know JT go ball out. Like I said yesterday, that defense, man, I think they're going to be smacking people tomorrow, man. I just feel it, man. I just think they've been getting talked about. And who else, what better to take your anger out on from your coach talking about you in the public to everybody than some dirty chickens. So I'm just super excited, man. I can't wait, bro. I just can't wait, man. I know everybody else in the Ball family is probably as excited as I am, or you know, they probably, and some of them kind of nervous, but I'm ecstatic, man. I just can't wait, and I appreciate all everybody calling in. That getting me prepared for the game. So I love listening to the show, man. And this is all. Especially Buck Nasty, man. You crazy.
Yeah, he got us ready to go this morning. We appreciate your phone call, Tramiel. Let's take a quick timeout. Hour 3 is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Yeah, I got to calm down, man. I got to calm down. I can't let Buck Nasty hype me up too much on a Friday.
You really will be on the hype train if you let Buck Nasty hype you up.
Yeah, I know, man. I got to save something for tomorrow.
You got to wait to that confidence level in JG's a 10.
Yeah, I told you, man. I want to see what happens in Georgia game. I'll be right there with you guys. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Guys, Low T Center is open for normal business hours, including Saturdays. Their goal is to help you be the best and healthiest version of you. And right now, if you are concerned with social distancing, Low T Center can help with at-home treatment options for current patients, and they also have great options for new patients, too. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to take care of your health. Most health insurance is accepted. They'll even help verify it for you. And just a reminder, if you're feeling bad, have a fever, or travel to high-risk areas, please stay home. If you'd like to learn more about getting a comprehensive health assessment, be sure to call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388. Or you can schedule an appointment online at lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare. While the players are gearing up for the gridiron, it's time for you to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Peter Millar, and all of those retro logos you love. And the 2 for $28 t-shirt deal? Game changer. And don't forget about the rest of your game day crew. There are plenty of options for the entire family and to upgrade that tailgate. Shop now at one of their 6 convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com. It's football time in Tennessee.
Voted best barbecue in City View Magazine and a top 100 barbecue restaurant in the country, Dead End is a no-brainer when you are craving the smoky flavor of Quality Q. Dead End makes it easy to enjoy their fantastic menu with online ordering and local delivery with Valet Gourmet. That's right, you can have Dead End brought to you. Can't think of the spread for your next event? Get Dead End to cater it. Check them out online, deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Then look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. All of their bottles and tumblers are double-walled, vacuum-insulated, stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the tumbler market. New this year are their stemless 12-ounce tumblers, perfect for repping your team while enjoying your favorite wine. They also have new 3-in-1 jackets to use as a koozie for a can or bottle, or you can pop a lid on it and use it as a 12-ounce tumbler or coffee cup. Be sure to check out everything Game Time Sidekicks has to offer at GameTimeSidekicks.com. Game Time Sidekicks, helping fans show your colors and carry your team with unique gear you will actually use.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
I couldn't do it, man. I just could not bring myself to check out the Dolphins and the Jaguars. I'm tired of watching the Jaguars on TV. Why are they even on TV?
But your boy plays for him. Your new favorite football player, Gardner Minshew, was playing.
He's my favorite football player.
Based off the way you talked about him last week.
No.
Or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. Never. I mean, that's your boy.
Hey, my boy.
I saw a Gardner Minshew jersey in your cart there on NFL.com.
That's a damn lie.
Looked like you had a fake mustache, too.
The only conversation I said, the only thing I said about Gardner Minshew is that the Jaguars feel confident in him, and he's not that bad. But looks like he didn't play well yesterday.
You know why? Because he was facing the GOAT, Ryan Fitzmagic. So the head or the heart of a Harvard man and the head of a plumber.
Listen.
The GOAT.
This is what he always does. He plays well for a stretch. You get excited about him. You give him a contract extension. You give him a starting job. And then he blows it.
Oh, it's a cycle. It's coming. And when I say GOAT, I say the GOAT of backup quarterbacks.
Oh, you better make sure you preface your statements.
The greatest backup quarterback of all time. And you know who is the next in line? You know who the next Ryan Fitzmagic is? Minshew Mania. Gardner Minshew is Ryan Fitzpatrick 2.0.
The greatest backup quarterback, Tom Brady. Steve Young.
Career backups. where do you think Tyler Bray ranks on that list?
He's not on the list.
Hey, he's a backup, though, so he's got to be somewhere on the list, just way down the list.
He's way down the list, man. He's been spending most of his time on the practice squad, which ain't no problem with that. He's getting paid.
Getting paid to sit there and watch.
Yeah, get
be your, the scout team quarterback, I imagine.
Get your money. Get your money. So ain't nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, man. I couldn't watch it, man. I just could not bring myself to turn the television over there to that game. I just did not want to watch the Jaguars and the Dolphins, man. I just didn't want to do it. I did see everyone talking about it. I just couldn't do it.
I get it. I had a pick on the line, which is why I was tuned in. I had the Dolphins winning. The Jaguars were the favorites, but I had the Dolphins as the underdog winning, so I had to make sure my pick was correct. I was, even though the entire NFL Network crew picked the Jaguars to win, which, yes, that means I am more intelligent when it comes to NFL football than Steve Smith and Michael Irvin, and I forget the other two on there.
Yeah.
Yes, that means I got that one game right, so that means I know more than all of those people on the NFL Network pregame show.
That's exactly what it means. But now I was watching the Lakers in the Nuggets game, man.
I watched. I had that on my second TV, and then once the Dolphins were definitely going to win, I put it on the main television. I thought Anthony Davis was done for there for a second, based off of his reaction when he turned his ankle.
I know.
Those basketball players. As you reminded me before the show, those basketball players, they can be a little dramatic sometimes.
Yeah. And I just want them to win because of Kobe. I want them to win for Kobe. So that's probably why I was locked in more into the Lakers game than watching football.
I don't blame you. Well, the Dolphins and Jags, you have to be a diehard football fan. I know you are a diehard football fan, but you have to really crave football to tune in to the Dolphins and Jaguars football game. You just have to. The average football fan is not tuning in to watch the Dolphins and Jaguars on Thursday night football, which I'm willing to make that trade because you know what we get Monday night? Chiefs, Ravens. Yes.
That's it right there, buddy.
That is the game of the season.
Shut it down.
Forget Drew Brees versus Tampa Bay.
Yeah, shut it down.
Chiefs, Ravens. You know who's going to win?
Nope. I don't. I just know it's going to be a good game, and that's all I care about.
I got the Ravens. Does that shock you?
No, it don't shock me. It don't shock me.
I pick with my head, not my heart.
Obviously. Obviously, you're doing it right here. I mean, it doesn't shock me that you're picking the Ravens.
I hope the Chiefs hang 50 on the Ravens, though. Just like I hope the Vols hang 50 on these stupid chickens tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope so, too, man. You know, I look at Eric Gray, and if there was a player that I think could be successful without being out there during fall camp, it's certainly him. You know, what I hope and pray for is that all teams, regardless of what colors they're wearing, that they're safe. There's not any major injuries. We've seen that across football, just with soft tissue injuries, man, ACLs and Achilles. So certainly don't want any of that to happen. I mean, you got to think about it. This is the first 60-minute football game that both teams will play. It's not an hour and a half practice. It's not a 2.5 hour practice. This is a 60-minute football game. It's not thud. This game is full of chop blocks. It's full of hits when you're not looking. It's going to be some helmets, hitting other helmets, some paint swapping. This game is going to be a game of adjustments, players, coaching staff. Who can make them? Who won't be able to? Who's going to get exposed? Both teams, I think, will have to keep it vanilla more than they would have liked to.
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to step out?
Definitely Tennessee.
Yeah, who's going to step out? Who's going to step out and with a trick play or do a little bit more than just keeping it simple? This is a heck of an opportunity for our starting quarterback. This is a heck of an opportunity for a lot of guys that were in the number two spots last year. Trayvon Flowers, Jalen McCullough, just their time to shine. Being the last line of defense on defense, this is their time to shine. Kayvon Bennett, DeAndre Johnson, Latrell Bumpus, you're up. You're in the batter's box. Let's go. You're not on the sideline. You're not in the dugout. You're not. What's that area right before you get in the batter's box? What's that
called? On deck.
You're not on deck.
And you're not in the hole.
You're not that big old weight on your back getting prepared.
A donut.
Watching. That's what it's called, donut.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that on. No, you are in the batter's box.
It's time to go.
These pitchers are coming 100 miles per hour.
Good luck.
Spectating is over. It's your time to step up. It's your time. Ramel Keaton, it is your time. You are in a different role this year. Brandon Johnson, you set out all last season for this opportunity. Josh Palmer was in the shadows of Callaway and Jennings last year. 90 more. So there's a lot of guys, man, that played last year, but they're in different roles this year. And will they be able to handle these new roles? Kavars Crouch.
Quavars.
I'm calling him Kavars until he corrects me. Dang it. I don't care what that guy said.
I feel you. Here's a question for you on the text box from Nugaval.
Oh, that works.
Who has more rushing yards on Saturday? Ty Chandler or Eric Gray?
Eric Gray, because I think he can make guys miss.
I think we're going to see a Ty Chandler that makes guys miss.
You think so?
I think Jay Graham is going to make that big of a difference. Because he's always had the – I think he's elusive.
He can't give him ankles.
But see, I think he is elusive. He's just never, for whatever reason, never used his elusiveness. It's kind of like he spazzes out in the moment and just tries to barrel forward.
He don't have the same tools, EG.
I agree with you there. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that Ty Chandler is going to make guys miss as often as Eric Gray. Not trying to say that whatsoever. I do think we'll see Ty Chandler make guys miss from time to time is what I'm saying, which is a step forward from what we have seen from him in the past.
Well, Ty Chandler's more likely going to get the start, but I feel like if the touches are close, I think EG just has a better he has the ability to make guys miss. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be able to cut on one foot without losing much speed, that's – you're born with that.
Yes.
I mean, that's God-given, and you perfect that as you go along, but – that's just something Ty Chandler doesn't have, man. He don't have them same tools. But
there's been some buzz of him making people miss during fall camp. Hey, hopefully, it translates to a game.
Hey, I'm not saying he can't make guys miss. I'm just talking about when it comes to him and EG.
Yes.
EG is certainly just better at that. And
yes,
so,
absolutely.
If Ty Chandler gets a significant amount of carries that's more than Eric Gray, then okay, yeah, for sure. He might have more rushing yards. But if it's close, then I think EG will have more just because he's able to make guys miss a little bit better. That's all I'm saying.
What I would say in terms of this question, who has more rushing yards, I think Eric Gray has more rushing yards. I think Ty Chandler has more all-purpose yards. I think Ty Chandler will be used in the passing game and will be able to see we'll see him pick up some chunk plays there, one or two chunk plays in the passing game, and then a decent amount of rushing yards. And Ty Chandler ends up with more all-purpose yards.
Well, here's
Gray rushes for more yards.
Well, here's a point too. I mean, speaking about Ty Chandler, I don't want to see him on kickoff return. I don't want him returning because I don't want him to get hurt on kickoff return when we don't have a deep running back room with experience. You have Velus Jones back there. And you may need to have another player back there in kickoff return opportunities, situations. But I don't want I don't want Ty Chandler back there.
I don't either. Because I don't want him to get hurt. B, because Velus Jones Jr. has proved to be a better kick returner. Well, I know Ty Chandler has had success there over his career.
But I understand that, but you can't just have one unless you feel confident that he can cover 53 yards. Because that's the width of the football field. So what you don't want is a kickoff team to drop the ball in one of those holes and Jones can't get to it, and then the kickoff team comes down and recover. So you want two guys back there. But, yeah, you definitely want – you want your Eric Bears – you want your Evan Bears to get it, but they may kick away from them. And if they kick away from them, you want someone else to be able to recover it. So, yes, I would prefer Jones to get the ball, but – if they don't kick it to Jones, who will be the other guy back there?
Who's
all I'm saying is I don't want Ty Chandler back there because I don't want him to be open up to more hits.
I'm with you.
That's all. That's why
I'm with you. I don't know who will be the off returner. To be honest with you, I didn't even look at the kick returner or punt returner on the depth chart when it was released earlier this week. Let's see. The depth chart, which who knows if this is right, it says Velus Jones or Bryce Thompson as kick returner. So I imagine we'll see those two back there.
So if it's or, then maybe their kickoff return formation does just have one guy back there, which is surprising because you don't see a lot of that in college. In the pros, you do. I don't ever see anybody back there with CP.
No.
But usually at college level, you have two guys back there, man. So that way you prevent those pooch kicks and things like that. So curious to know what that formation will be. Maybe we'll know on the first possession. Maybe we'll know if South Carolina scores. Maybe we'll know at the beginning of the third quarter. But I'll be curious to see the two guys that will be back there or if it's just one.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, the last 2 years under Jeremy Pruitt, there's been an off returner, which like there's been your one guy back there, which has been Ty Chandler. And then kind of in between that first line of blockers and then the kick returner, Ty Chandler, there's been a guy like somewhat in the middle who is a Bryce Thompson type who could return a kick if South Carolina or whatever team tried to pooch kick the ball into one of those holes that you talked about earlier. So I imagine we'll see something like that where you've got Velus as the main returner back there. And then a guy like Bryce Thompson somewhere in the vicinity, kind of in the middle of Velus and those first line of blockers, kind of filling that awkward area of the field that is wide open. Looks like Bryce Thompson is also going to serve as punt returner. Depth chart lists him and Eric Gray or Eric Gray, but it sounds like it's going to be Bryce Thompson returning punts.
Wow. Wow.
I don't want Eric Gray returning punts either. Do you?
No. I want Jones returning punts.
He didn't really return punts at USC.
Oh, well.
He's only a kickoff guy.
Why can't he – if you can catch kickoffs, you can catch punts.
My thought, too.
I mean, they are different, but just saying, if you can – I just feel like if you can catch a kickoff, you can catch a punt.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Punts are not easy to catch.
Right. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. It seems like – with a punt returner, you want somebody who is going to have that quick burst of acceleration, whereas kickoff return, you don't necessarily need somebody with a quick burst of acceleration because you do have kind of like 5 to 10 yards where you can somewhat build up your speed.
You want fast guys on kickoff return for sure. Right. You want quick guys on punt return. You don't have to be as fast because all you got to do is just make 2-3 dudes miss.
And then you're good.
Yeah, you're good to go. They're running in the opposite direction that you're running in. And so as long as you make those guys miss, you're good to go. But, you know, you got to have speed to be a kickoff returner. So, all right, Bryce. Let's go.
Hey, he's proven he can make plays with the balls in his hand.
You go turn on his highlight film from high school, and you tell yourself that he could have played wide receiver. At least I felt like he could play wide receiver. I didn't know what position he would play coming in, and I saw a lot of wide receiver in his game in high school, but certainly understand why he chose corner. I mean, to be coached, mentored, and tutored by – one of the best DB coaches on the planet, and Coach Pruitt, and now Derek Angeley. Game time is now here, folks. Tomorrow, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Monday, we'll be here to finally talk about a Tennessee football game. We'll finally have a reaction from a football game, finally. For Ben McKee, I'm Jason Swain. We hope you have a great weekend. Peace and love. We are out.